Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
That quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. John 6:63. Listen to the word of life with Reverend Steve Mensah of the Charismatic Evangelistic Ministry as he teaches the word of God with simplicity, passion, and understanding.
And now, the Reverend Steve Mensah.
The blessings of a father. The blessings of a father for your open heavens. The blessings of a father. Let me attempt to define who a father is. A father is a man who exercises paternal care. It's a male who exercises paternal care over other persons, father. And the father who exercises paternal care becomes a protector. A father protects. A father provides. He's a protector, a provider. He's also a leader. He leads his family. A father leads, protects, provides. A father is also an inspirer. You inspire. Inspire people. Inspire your children. Inspire your family. The father spiritually too is the priest of the house. He leads the house in worship. He leads the house in devotion. He's the priest of the house. He's also the king. He rules. He makes laws. He governs his house. A father is the priest of the house. He is also the king. And he is also the prophet of the house. Say amen. Prophetically, he leads his family. He prophesizes. He sees into the future. Hallelujah. Are you there? And so, the father assumes the role of the priest and the king and also the role of the prophet. Then when we come into other secular areas of a father is also a person who has originated or established something. He has originated or established something. Sometimes we have what you call, you know, they are founding fathers of movements, organizations, and things. We have the father of modern psychology. And you go into the field of psychology, there's a father there. If you go into the area of law, there's a father of law, there's a father of science or computer science. In every sphere, there are founding fathers who established certain things, and they are fathers, and upon what they have established, sons and daughters have improved or built upon. Say amen. Say amen. There are also spiritual fathers, founding fathers of the faith and the movement, or spiritual fathers in our ministry. Hallelujah. In this land, we have Brother Enoch Agbozo and Abraham Delove and all these people. They are the founding fathers of our faith. Of course, others came beyond them, but those are the ones that we know. We have fathers in the land, the Archbishop Nicholas Duncan Williams and other ministers are fathers of the land. Say amen. And so we who are sons look up to the father. And the fathers of the movement of our faith, people like Smith Wigglesworth, Jacko, Ora Roberts, and other people are also founding fathers of the movement of God in many, 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 many years. Some of these people lived many years, and their crowds were measured by acres. They have large crowd. They have 50 acres of crowd. That's how they measure their crowds. Smith Wigglesworth, Jacko, Alexander Dowie, Ora Roberts, Shambach, and other people. Say amen. And the Bible also says in 1 Corinthians 4:15, 1 Corinthians 4:15, look at what the Bible says. He says, for though ye have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet have ye not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus I have begotten you. In Christ Jesus. It means that when we come to the things of God in the kingdom, in the local church, in Christ Jesus, you have been begotten through a father. Even though one did not give birth to you physically, spiritually, you have been begotten by a father in the house. And sometimes the father brings blessings. And I see you blessed today. In Jesus' name. Amen. And so in the book of Genesis, I want to see the blessings of a father. In the book of Genesis 27, I want to read from verse 1. The Bible said, this was the story of Isaac and Jacob. And in the book of Genesis 27, the Bible talks about Isaac, when his fullness of time came, he wanted to bless his son as a father. And the Bible said, and it came to pass that when Isaac was old and his eyes were dim so that he could not see, he called Esau, his eldest son, and said unto him, my son. And he said unto him, behold, here am I. And he said, behold, now I am old, and I know not the day of my death. Now therefore, take, I pray thee, thy weapons, thy quiver, and thy bow, and go out to the field, and take me some venison, and make me savory meat, such as I love, and bring it to me that I may eat, that my soul may bless thee before I die. And Rebekah heard when Isaac spoke to Esau, his son. And Esau went to the field to hunt for venison and bring it. And Rebekah spake unto Jacob, her son, saying, behold, I heard thy father speak unto Esau, thy brother, saying, bring me venison and make me savory meat, that I may eat and bless thee before the Lord, before my death. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice according to that which I commanded thee. Now go to the flock and fetch me thence 2 good kids and goats, and I will make them savory meat for thy father, such as he loveth. And thou bring it to thy father, that he may eat, and that he may bless thee before his death. And Jacob said to Rebekah his mother, behold, Esau my brother is a hairy man, and I am a smooth man. My father peradventure will fill me, and I shall seem to him a deceiver, and I shall bring a curse upon me and not a blessing. And his mother said unto him, upon me be thy curse, my son. Only obey my voice and go fetch me them. And he went and fetched and brought them to his mother, and his mother made savory meat such as his father loved. Say amen. And so here the story continues. She prepared it and everything and gave it to the son. And the son, the younger son, Jacob, went to the father. And the verse 19 said, and he came, verse 18, and he came to his father and said, my father, he said, here am I. Who art thou, my son? And Jacob said unto his father, I am Esau, thy firstborn. I have done according as thou biddest me. Arise, I pray thee, sit and eat of my venison, that thy soul may bless me. And Isaac said unto his son, how is it that thou hast found it so quickly, my son? And he said, because the Lord thy God brought it to me. What a shock. And Isaac said unto Jacob, come near, I pray thee, that I may feel thee, my son, whether thou art my son Esau or not. And Jacob went near unto Isaac his father, and he felt him and said, the voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau. And he discerned him not, because his hands were hairy as his brother Esau's hands. So he blessed him, and he said, art thou my very son Esau? And he said, I am. And he said, bring it near to me, and I will eat of my son's venison, that my soul may bless thee. And he brought it near to him, and he did eat, and brought him wine, and he drank. And his father Isaac said unto him, come near now, and kiss me, my son. And he came near and kissed him and smelled the smell of his raiment and blessed him and said, see, the smell of my son is as the smell of the field which the Lord had blessed. Therefore God give thee the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth and plenty of corn and wine. Let people serve thee and nations bow down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren and let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. Cursed be everyone that curseth thee, and blessed is he that blesseth thee. And it came to pass, as soon as Isaac had made the end of blessing of Jacob, and Jacob was yet scarce gone out from the presence of Isaac his father, that Esau his brother came in from his hunting. Say amen. Rebekah knew the importance of the father's blessing and was prepared to inherit a curse for his son Jacob, for her son Jacob. In other words, the power of the blessing of the father was so powerful that Rebekah was prepared to risk her life so the son Jacob received the father's blessing. And when the father Isaac had eaten of the venison, a special spicy prepared savory meat, and his soul was satisfied, then out of the abundance of his satisfaction he now pronounced blessings upon Jacob. And when Jacob had taken the blessings, suddenly Esau also appeared. This story also is in another dimension where Isaac had blessed his son, and then Esau came. When Esau came, look at the scriptures. I'll read it before I preach a little about it. When Esau came, Esau said, and Isaac his father, verse 32, and Isaac his father said unto you, who art thou? And he said, I am thy son, thy firstborn, Esau. And Isaac trembled with exceedingly and said, who, where is he that hath taken venison and brought it to me, and I've eaten of all, and I've eaten of all before thou comest, and have blessed him, yea, and he shall be blessed. When Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with a great and exceeding bitter cry, and said unto his father, bless me, even me also, O my father. And he said, thy brother came with subtlety and had taken away thy blessing. And he said, is not he rightly named Jacob? For he hath supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright, and behold, now he has taken away my blessing. And he said, hast thou not reserved a blessing for me? And Isaac answered and said unto him, behold, I have made him thy lord, and all his brethren have I given to him for servants. And with corn and wine have I sustained him. And what shall I do now unto thee, my son? And Esau said unto his father, hast thou but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, O my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. So Esau saw the importance of the father's blessings. Say amen. It is very important for you to know that God has strategically placed a father over you so that you can inherit a father's blessings. It is strategic. The father's blessings. And even though Jacob received words, yet the properties, the physical properties, were with Isaac. And if Jacob left, he left and ran away with words. So you who stayed should inherit the wealth of your father. But he was looking for the father's blessings, because he knew the importance of the father's blessing. So he said, have you not left me even with one blessing? Bless me also.
It means he knew the value of the Father's blessing. Even though and the Bible said, he said, I have already blessed thy son, thy brother Jacob. I have sustained him with corn and wine and oil. What did he use to sustain? He used words. There were no physical corn. There were no physical material. But they were blessings from the bowels of a father. After he ate the venison, then his soul blessed him. That is what, brother, no matter who you are, no matter where you come from, no matter who your father is, you need your father's blessing if you are going to do something. Say amen. Your father may not be an important person, but you need his blessing. You are going to get married to somebody's daughter. You need your father's blessing. You are going to do something. At least let your father speak words to you. Say amen. Say amen. That thy days may be long, that it may be well with thee. Even though Isaac ended up blessing Esau, yet Esau wanted the first. The Bible, they're saying that the first cut is the deepest. He wanted the first words. But they were not meant for him. I'm trying to show the importance of the blessing of the Father. And when I was preparing this message, as I was preparing it, then the Lord delivered to me scripturally 25 blessings. And I wrote them down. And this morning, I'm going to pronounce 25 blessings into your life. As a father of this house. Anybody who sees me as his father shall be blessed this morning. Anybody who sees me as his colleague, the blessing will be some kind of way. If you see me as your co-equal, colleague, friend, whatever, you'll be blessed. But sons are going to receive blessings from their father. And daughters. Oh, why? The women somewhere. The daughters are in the loins of the sons. Say amen. And the Lord woke me up at 3 a.m. today. Exactly 3 a.m. And the Lord ministered to me and said, pray over the blessings you have written. So I spent about 2-3 hours this morning praying over the things I'm going to utter to you this morning as a father. And each and every one of those blessings shall come to pass in your life this year. They are all scriptural blessings. My sons and daughters here under the sound of my voice shall be blessed. And when I start pronouncing the blessing, you can take your phone and record it. Record it or whatever and play it and hear it again. The Father's blessing. Today is Father's Day. And in Christ Jesus have I begotten you. If you come to this church as a son and you see me as a father, then there is blessings awaiting for you this morning. Say amen. The Bible says in the book of Genesis 48, the Bible talks about Joseph bringing his two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, before Jacob. And when he brought them, Jacob was a bit blind. He couldn't see very well. And you know that in the culture of Israel, anytime a father is about to pass away or to pass on, he blesses his children. And so Joseph brought his two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, and brought them to him. And he knelt down. And you know that normally the firstborn should be on the right hand side of the father. There's power in the right hand blessing. And then the second was Ephraim, was on the left hand side. But when Jacob was about to pronounce blessings, the Bible said he crossed his hands and laid his right hand on Ephraim, who was the second born, and the left hand on Manasseh. And Joseph, seeing the father, thought that the father made a mistake. He took his father's right hand and put it on Manasseh. And the Bible said, and Jacob said, my son, I know what I am doing. The reason why Joseph removed his father's hand because he knew and knows the power of the father's blessings. And he wanted his firstborn son. But you see, the Lord decides whom he wants to bless. The Lord, he said, my son, I know it. He said, my son, I know it. Hallelujah. And when the Lord decides to bless you, nobody can change that blessing. Nobody can revoke that blessing. That is why sometimes you need a father's blessing. Because there is power in a son kneeling down and the father lay hands on him. A church member came to me and said to me, he said, 3-4 years ago, you prayed for me when we were in the prayer meeting. And he said to me, he said, you did something I've never seen you do for anybody. He said, you did something I've never seen you do for anybody since then. And he said to me, I said, 3-4 years down the line, I see the pronouncement, the prophetic words you spoke, I see them coming to pass in my life. The Father's blessings. Say amen. And I say you blessed this morning. Today you are going home with 25 parcels of blessings. And if you believe the blessings that I'm going to bring your way as a father, because I'm only talking to my children, colleagues and friends, you are welcome to partake of it. Say amen. Colleagues and friends, you are welcome. But these are for children. And they are all in the Bible. They just came to me like that. I was just writing. Right? As if somebody has taken my hand and I was just writing. 25 blessings. And this morning at 3 a.m., the Lord woke me up. That's my Bible. 3 a.m., pray, my eyes open. He said, pray over those prayer topics that you have written so that I will put my spirit behind it. Say amen. The power of the Father's blessings. When Elijah was to be taken by a whirlwind, Elisha followed Elijah from Gilgal to Bethel, from Bethel to Jericho, from Jericho to Jordan, following him. Why was he following him? Because he wanted the Father's blessing over his ministry. The sons of the prophet heard that Elijah was to be taken. They said, Do you know that your father shall be taken over from thy head today? They said, I know it, hold in your peace. So Elisha followed Elijah from Gilgal all the way to Bethel, from Bethel to Jericho, from Jericho to Jordan. In Jordan, he asked him, what do you want? Why are you following me? And he said, I need a double portion of the Spirit of God that is upon you. I need a blessing from you, my father. He said, you have asked a hard thing. However, if you can see me go, then that blessing is yours. The Bible said, and the two walked together. And suddenly, chariots of fire and horses of fire came from heaven and parted them into two. And Elisha, the force of the wind of the fire, took Elijah by a whirlwind, and the force of the fire and the wind slew Elisha. So Elisha fell back, and as he was falling back, he kept his eyes on the chariot and started running. My father, my father, my father, my father, my father, my father. The chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. He didn't say, my friend, my colleague, my contemporary, my schoolmate. But he said what? My father. Because he saw Elijah as his father, he received a father's blessing on his son. My father, my father. My father, my father. And he received a father's blessing. Are you there? The mantle from the father fell upon him as a son. And he wrapped it around him and smote the waters of Jordan. He divided like the way the father did. And he went and did 14 miracles. His father did 7. So he, the son, did twice what the father did. Oh, my sons in ministry, may you do double what I have done in ministry. Say amen. I release as a father, I release a double, quadruple portion of the grace, power in ministry, everything that the Lord has given to me, I release it to my children in ministry. Say, I receive it 3 times. Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 7 to 9. I'm closing with that. I've talked about the blessings of Ephraim and Manasseh by Jacob 48, Genesis 48, and 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 1. I've spoken about Elisha and Elijah. The Bible said, and Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eyes was not dim, nor the natural force abated. Say amen. And the children of Israel wept for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days. So the days of weeping and the mourning for Moses were ended. Look at the next verse. And Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of the spirit of what? Wisdom. For Moses had laid his hands upon him, and the children of Israel hearkened unto him and did as the Lord commanded Moses. Joshua was full of wisdom because his father Moses had laid his hands on him. May you receive an impartation from a father. Say amen. One of the things you should never try to do is to compete with a father. Is to take a father for granted. I have fathers. One day, my spiritual father said to me, he said, Steve, I said, yeah. He said, I don't want you to be calling me your father. I said, why? He said, when I look at where God is, what God, since I knew you 25 years ago, and I see the way God has brought, I think that right now, I find it some way when you are calling me a father, because I see that the Lord is with me. I say, a son is a son forever. I say, a son is a son forever. Say amen. And over the years, as I've honored my spiritual father, I've seen the grace of God upon my life. I don't compete with my father in the Lord. I don't equate myself with him. I don't go talking negatively about my father. I don't say bad things about him. I don't criticize my father. I have worked with my father, Reverend Eastwood, for 20 something years, and I'm speaking on tape. You can ask him. We have never had a quarrel before in my 25 years. I have never argued with my father before. He cannot record one day that I have stood in front of him and we have argued. There's no argument. Nobody anywhere in the world can say that Reverend Steve came to Canada or came to Trinidad and came and said some bad things about his father. It is never on record like that. Because of that, I've seen the grace of God upon my life. Never dishonor a father. See, amen. When Korah and Aaron and Miriam rose up against Moses' leadership, the Lord told Moses, stand aside. They are not, pack yourself somewhere. I will take care of them. He took care of Korah, Biram, and all the people who rose up. Never rise against a father. Some of you have fathers in your workplace, your mentor, somebody who is a father figure. Be careful. Be careful how you relate to your father. Say amen. When you see your father's nakedness, don't expose it. Cover it. Cover it. Say amen. Are you there? Be very careful. Protect your father. That a father is a father. There are some people, when they enter this auditorium, who your father honors, sons must also honor the father. A father can see what a son cannot see. How do I now dishonor that same father? I will be a fool. I will be the biggest fool to point an accusing finger to a father who showed me the place to worship. Even my dead body will not dishonor him. I'm talking about the blessing of a father. May the Lord open your eyes to understand the blessing of a father. God bless you. I love you all.
We invite you to worship with us this and every Sunday at the Charismatic Evangelistic Ministry, Rehoboth Temple, North Legon. Our first service begins at 7 to 9:30 a.m. and second service 9:30 to 11 a.m. Our midweek teaching service every Wednesday 6 to 8 p.m. Prophetic Encounter, Thursdays 9 to 12 noon. Hours of Prayer, every Friday 6 to 8 p.m.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For enquiries, please call +233 26767 6055, +233 26767 6055, or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.